Welcome back to the Press Box and another Saturday and the road to the Kentucky Derby. My great friend, my great host, Mr. Dave Buzzy Baker.
Tanner, great talking to you. I hope all is well with you and yours. We will tell everybody before we get started that the Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Bristnet.com, by Ellis Park, by Arlington Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Indiana Grand Racing and Casino, by Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Okay, so, Jeaner, before we get to the race of the weekend that we want to talk about, big action in Kentucky this week. Representative Adam Koenig from up in Erlanger got his sports betting bill out of committee for the first time. And then on Friday, the full Kentucky House, they passed that bill. Let's see, I'm trying to – 58-30 was the vote in favor of House Bill 606. It would permit wagering on sports. They would set it up at horse tracks. It would be administered by the Kentucky Horse Racing Commission, and they also allow it to be held at professional sports venues with over 50,000. That way they could do it up at Kentucky Speedway. This now goes to the House. There does not seem to be a lot of steam for it. It now goes to the Senate. Doesn't seem to be a lot of steam for it in the Senate, but the fact that it was passed by the House is a step forward, I believe, for people who want this to become a reality.
Yeah, Buzzy, I think accurately said on all accounts. You know, legislation is an interesting, I don't want to call it a game because it's far more important than that, but it's an interesting thing to watch. And it's an interesting thing to see. Things have its own life, and when a bill like this starts to move, it takes on its own identity.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a huge moment in time for it to get out of the House. We've always thought there would be the votes in the House to pass it. You know, great deal of credit and plaudits to the Speaker, David Osborne, for calling the bill for a vote, proving that it was not only the votes there, but really convincingly so, Dave. And so now the bill moves to the Senate, and for the first time the Senate will have the measure in its control. And, you know, whether or not there is enough juice down there to get it passed or not, now the bill is in their possession. So it's a different game than before where they could say, well, the bill's never gotten here. You know, I don't know if it'll get here.
That's a hypothetical question. I don't want to take that up because we've never had to consider it.
Absolutely. And now it's in their possession. Now it's a reality if they wanted to make it happen. And let's be honest, Buzzy. I mean, since the Supreme Court ruled and allowed other states outside of Vegas to do sports betting, it's been overwhelmingly approved all over this country, and every poll suggests that the general population wants this ability, and rightfully so. And so
Dana,
now the ball is in the court of the Senate, and let's see what the president and the majority floor leader and everybody in the Senate, let's see what they have to say and do. And the chairman Schickel, I think, is a proponent, and it's got a life of its own now, and let's see how it percolates and cooks up, and it would be a great day for Kentucky horse racing if this thing got passed.
Gene, if the bill passes, Kentucky would join 32 other states that have already legalized it. Every state bordering Kentucky has this. Ohio has passed its bill. They have not implemented it yet. I believe that's supposed to happen sometime this year. And, listen. There were probably a lot of people before the Cats went down on Friday night that probably went across the border and made a bet or stopped and made a bet on the way over. And the other thing is there a whole lot of people that bet with what I would call a local entrepreneur, and the state is receiving no tax benefit from that currently.
You know, Buzzy, it's the same old arguments that were made back in when there was local option and dry and people didn't want alcohol sales, legal alcohol sales. We didn't want it. Well, we gave them a chance to vote on it. And guess what happened?
Right.
The vast majority of the Commonwealth, jurisdiction by jurisdiction, systematically voted it in. And you know, this is an issue that's, as you well documented, 32 other states. I only think there's 50, isn't there? Unless we
Yes. There has been no recent annexation.
Well, I mean, that would make it 32 to 18, I think.
Yep.
I mean,
yes.
my Woodford County math ain't real good, but, you know.
You got enough fingers and toes to figure that out.
And the fact is, our surrounding states are all, I mean, Ohio is Republican, both chambers and a governor. Indiana, the same thing. Tennessee, the same thing. I mean, the general assemblies of these different states can't be made up by drastically different thinking, opinionated, minded people. And the fact is, they've saw fit to give the people the option to do what they want to do with their own money. And this is what this comes down to, is that for a long period of time, we've said, well, we know best how you should spend your money. And you know, let's be honest, you can't legislate either morality or what people should do with their own money, which they make, by the way.
Well, let me go ahead and just add one other thing before we move on down the pike. I know that for those of you that do not know Mr. McLean, at one point in time, besides being a newspaper person, all the time a lover of horses, he was a legislative agent. That's what they're called, legislative agent. And I think that process is incredibly important, because there are many people that are affected by legislation that don't have the expertise to break down a proposed bill and say, Senator so-and-so, I understand what's happening here, but if you do this, this could be a consequence as well. And what I am optimistic about, my heart is warmed a little bit in this session, that there has been such incredible rancor for the last several years because of COVID and all these other things. I have my own opinion about where it's coming from, which I will not share today. But I will say this. I think every member of that legislative body, be they Democrat or Republican or independent, Christian, agnostic, whatever they are, I think that they are now open to having conversations about issues that need to be discussed. And frankly, we went through a period of time in Frankfort where there were some people that really went over the top in terms of trying to intimidate legislators. And it actually, and I'll let you speak to this if you choose, but I think in reality, Gene, it probably encouraged some people who were good, hardworking legislators that we did not agree with all the time to get out of the legislative process because it had become so rancorous and so personal. And that's not what we need in this state or in our country. And I am just heartened again by the fact that I don't think there's a legislator in that body that somebody who's got an issue can appropriately and like an adult have a conversation with it. You may not get the answer you want. You may get the answer you want. But I think the more we talk, the better we are as a people and the better we are as a commonwealth.
Well, and you know, Buzzy, very well said. And really the only answer to that is amen. You know, we were built on a system of government that encourages dialogue.
Sure.
And checks and balances.
Yep.
I mean, we all learned in our grade school, the judicial branch and the executive branch, but an equal and very important part of that is the legislative branch. And the
Absolutely.
Legislative branch is built on conversation. It's built on dialogue. It's built on compromise. And, you know, compromise is not a bad word.
No.
Even though it's got, you know, over the, you know, the federal government has tried to make it somewhat that way. But the fact is that better government comes from conversation and dialogue. And you know, Buzzy, it's encouraging to see that the General Assembly has moved in a very progressive way.
Yes.
To include these types of discussions. You know, to have this vote today, on Friday, I should say, was so essential for so many reasons, because it had been bottled up and held in abeyance for so long, and the leaders at B had the courage to bring it out, say, let's talk about it in an open format, in an open forum, and let's vote on it.
Yep.
I mean, throw your red number up there if you're so inclined. Throw your green letter up there if you're so inclined, but let's count the votes. And the
folks,
votes
you don't
back in favor.
Folks, you don't get this on any other racing show in America. I mean, you really don't. I mean, we talked the history, we talked Constitution, we talked civics, and we heard Gene McLean say abeyance on today's show. You will not get that anywhere else in America, yay, I say the world. So we will keep you updated on this, and Gene will keep you updated on the pages of the PressBoxLTS.com. But now, as everything goes, you know, as we get into the Derby, Gene's the guy that's on site. He's out at Oaklawn this weekend. And so let's go ahead and talk about the one race that we want to feature, Saturday's Grade 3 Whitmore.
You know, Buzzy, I want to tell you, I really appreciate it. I thought Abeyance was the name of a horse that was running today.
I was getting ready to say, did you have a horse named Abeyance? Can I stop you before you start this preview? Because you were gone, I'm sure you heard about it, but there was a hearing in Judge Wingate's court yesterday in Franklin Circuit about the Baffert issue. And Bob's attorney, Craig Robertson from Lexington, a good dude and a fine attorney, went in and argued that that if the 90-day suspension at this time of year were upheld for Bob Baffert, that it would effectively end his career. So Judge Wingate is going to take the weekend to go ahead and look this over and make a decision, and he's supposed to issue that decision on Monday.
Yes.
There you go.
That's for an answer.
Yeah, no, I get it. I know where you are. I just wanted to give folks that news update in case they hadn't seen it. Because I didn't see it till late last Thursday night because of all the basketball. So now, let's go to the Grade 3 Whitmore.
Grade 3 Whitmore. The best thing about this race, Buzzy, it's named after one of my favorite horses of all time. Whitmore was an outstanding horse trained by Ron Moquette. And he raced, I think, even up to eight. I think he raced as an eight-year-old. I don't think as a nine. But, you know, he was just a closing sprinter.
Yep.
And everybody will tell you in the training game, a closing sprinter is the toughest horse to ever find a good race distance for, because they close at six. And you say, well, at six and a half, they'll be great. At six and a half, they'll back up. But Whitmore was such an outstanding and consistent and hard-fighting, one of those true champion of the working man kind of horses.
Hard-knocking horse.
And, you know, he would bring his lunch pail, and you had better bring yours, because he might not win every race, but he was going to make you run yours.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's the kind of horse that I think this game and sport was built around, and the fans appreciate that, because most of our fans are that way. We bring our lunch pail, we do our job, and, you know, we might not all be grade one horses like Northern Dancer or Seattle Slough, but we identify with a horse like Whitmore. And that's the most important thing about this race. It's the first time they're running it, grade three, going to be 6.5 furlongs here at Oaklawn Park. And the favorite is Bob's Edge. You know, what about Bob? You know, that movie that our good friend Bill Murray was in. And,
yes.
You know, what about Bob? But Bob's Edge.
I'm just a local.
It's coming off a nice win in the Grade 3 Essex. The Grade 3 Essex is later on today as well. But, you know, it's coming off a really nice win here in Hot Springs. It was the King Cotton Stakes.
Yeah.
He won that one by nearly 3 lengths. So, you know, he got a really nice buyer. I don't believe in buyers. I think they're cooked numbers, but that's another story for another day. But he did have a nice work on Monday, blowout kind of work, went in 59 and 40 for 5 furlongs. Bob's Edge will be your post-time favorite, and that's my prediction, but he's not going to get Gene McLean's money. As I sit right here in Hot Springs, Arkansas, look out over the track right now.
Wow. So I guess my question is, please, don't hold it in abeyance any longer. And how will you play it?
I'm going for a really nice kind of long shot play here, Buzzy, and I'm going to go with Cherie DeVoe to Lane Trist with Brian Hernandez Jr. in the saddle, 9-2 in the morning line. But this is a horse I really think he's late runner, just like Whitmore. He's seeking his third consecutive victory for Cherie DeVoe. She used to be assistant trainer for Chad Brown. We all know about Chad and what his great success was. She's married to an outstanding bloodstock agent over there and does a lot of work for Lane's Inn Farm as well. And so Cherie has got, I think, is really developing into one of the better young trainers we have in the game today. And I like Tulane Trist coming in and have it in this particular race. I really think his closing style will be a real tribute to him, a credit to him, and a factor that he can use down the stretch here at Oaklawn. I haven't been here to watch the race as much. I've watched a few on TV, but I'm going to say that this track is going to play well to horses coming off. I did watch some races on Friday. They were coming, being able to come from off the pace and run down that front end speed. And I'm going to go with Tulane Trist on top in the first Whitmore Stakes at Hot Springs, Arkansas, Oaklawn Park. Beautiful place. If you ever get the chance, come on down here.
Love to. I've heard that. Yes, absolutely.
Fabulous place. And the corned beef sandwiches, you know, are just to die for.
You can't
I'll tell
stop
you
that.
A quick story.
Yes.
Mike Wolken and the Wolken family, Larry Wolken, started a turf catering out of Keeneland.
Yes, absolutely, yes.
And Keeneland, for years, was known for that corned beef sandwich.
Yep. Always had them up the press box.
He also did the food service here at Oaklawn for Charles Sella. So the Wolken family had two tracks in America. They had Keeneland, they had Oaklawn Park. But that corned beef sandwich would just melt in your mouth, Buzzy. You know, that deep corned beef. You have it up there in the front.
Yes. With the marbled bread.
Yes, the marbled bread. Throw a little hot mustard on that bad boy, and I'm telling what you're set for the rest of the day, my friend.
Let's go. All right, that's the press box in our weekly racing preview. It's brought to you by Churchill Downs, TwinSpires.com, BriskNet.com, by Ellis Park, by Arlington Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Indiana Grand Racing and Casino, by Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Mr. McLean, here's hoping that you and yours have a great weekend, have a great time there. We'll reconvene at this same bat time next week, where we'll talk about other pressing issues in our world and in our country. But until then, may the horse be with you.
With you as well, my friend. And guess what?
What?
The sun came up on Saturday.
Yes, it did.
And, you know, I know we got a lot of people hurting and mourning. And
yes, we do.
Down in the dumps.
Yes, we do.
A little longer and deeper run into this NCAA thing.
I'm going to give you some perspective.
We're getting ready to crank it up for this Derby trail. It's time to put it all aside. Let's cheer the season these boys had and give Oscar and his teammates a lot of credit. They gave us a lot of thrills, which just wasn't meant to be. But let's go pick us a winner and have us a good time getting up to Derby 2022.
Let's go. Love you, my friend. Have a great weekend.
You too, brother. You too.
All right, see you,
pal.
Bye-bye.
Take care, bye.